As we start a new year, the cybersecurity threat landscape is evolving faster than most organizations can track, let alone defend. AI-powered predator bots that never sleep, an explosion of API traffic, and autonomous agents operating at machine speed are quietly reshaping the rules of engagement. In this, our annual predictions episode of the Talos Security Sessions podcast, Tim Chang, Global VP and GM of Application Security at Talos, delivers a clear warning. Yesterday's perimeter-based thinking is no longer enough. To survive what's coming next, organizations must embrace a security-anywhere mindset, one that delivers visibility, control, and protection wherever applications, data, and AI actually live. If you want a grounded, real-world look at the risks most teams are underestimating right now, you're in the right place. I'm Steve Prentice, and this is the Talos Security Sessions podcast. Tim, welcome to the Talos Security Sessions podcast.
Hi, Steve. Thank you so much. I'm really glad to be here and thank you for the time.
So yeah, we have basically just to leap right into this now, coming to the end of another year, a tumultuous year of enormous change in all kinds of areas, with all of the benefits that have come from new developments such as AI, of course, so too come the risks. As we look ahead to 2026, what do you see as the most significant emerging cybersecurity risks that organizations are not preparing for today?
Yeah, clearly a lot of organizations are investing in technology for innovation, for AI, for bringing new apps and services to market. But every one of those hops, skips, jumps, and little wires to make that happen is also exposing significant threats and risks. And I'll give two examples. One is really called predator bots. And so I grew up in the 80s where, you know, predator, sci-fi, a lot of these kind of notions of robots that are going to take over our world came out are actually now reality, where we have these bots that are really AI powered. You know, they thrive on the fact that they learn on their own, they adapt on their own, they never sleep, they never eat, they never rest, and they're always looking for that vulnerability between the cracks that's now occurring in such a fragmented IT and security landscape. And so that is the risk, that you have these automated bots that are now automatically finding these vulnerabilities from this expansion of IT. So that's one major risk that organizations are not really preparing for today. And then two is this wave of API traffic that will come in the next year and beyond. You know, APIs are just that intersection of like human to device, to AI, to agent, to application. And because of that intersection and, you know, us, you know, and our dependency of online services and AI needing access to data through APIs, there's just going to be this surge of traffic that, again, I believe organizations are not well prepared for today. And it's not just APIs that are externally facing, but also internal, your organization to have like apps to talk to apps or agents talk to agents. And so this new category of risk is actually something that, you know, is a huge vulnerability for next year.
So what should people do if this is the first time they are hearing about predator bots? What is the next step for them as they get back into preparing for this year? Where should they go to find out more?
It's really back to the fundamentals. So whenever there's something new or some sort of additional capability, I always see organizations go back to the fundamentals. Do I have the right visibility and control over this new threat or risk, right? And because predator bots and even this wave of API traffic are new, I believe going back to the fundamentals will be really core, but not just to the point of, can I accommodate this new threat in this area of my infrastructure, but actually, can I accommodate it anywhere? Because now you have multi-cloud, you have a hybrid infrastructure, you have new kinds of applications. So that's the nuance here, is organizations will now need to consider, does this same visibility and control approach that I have in my organization for years apply to this new world of new technologies? And this will be the difference. And so they'll need to look for technologies that can really adapt into their business without needing to burden them with some other new technology again to accommodate this new advanced threat. So they're going to need to really consider how do they scale out their security to adapt to these emerging threats.
They clearly are emerging threats, and they clearly are, once again, the highly brilliant and creative element of bad actors to come up with these new ideas. Do you ever wonder or worry that people may just suffer from alert fatigue, that, you know, every single time we turn around, there's another thing to worry about, and this becomes in itself a problem for people who just can't keep up with the constant threats?
Yeah, that's a very real problem that's getting worse because of now you need to consider, how do I deal with threats from AI? And so organizations are looking at, well, how do I secure with AI, right? Use AI for good. And so now you're having this battle of AI versus AI. You have these AI powered threats, and now you're using AI to protect us against the threats. And so it's a very interesting world where it's AI versus AI, bot versus bot, and it's a race to who can leverage it either for offense or defense. And so obviously for organizations, they're thinking, how do we now use AI for more automated defense? And not just defense, but disruption is what we're also seeing, where you're not just defending against the threat, but you're actually trying to disrupt it as well, so it doesn't come back.
Yeah. And again, a mindset shift from defensive to offensive to disrupt. So we've got a lot of things on the plate with regards to these kinds of risks. From your vantage point in application security, what shifts do you expect to see in how software itself is built and tested and secured? Is this something else that is changing quickly?
Definitely. So 63% or around there of the market actually already use the public cloud to build applications, APIs, new online services, which is great for developers, right? They can run fast. They have everything that they need. But from application security perspective, or as a security practitioner, you may worry about using, let's say, the application firewall that comes with AWS or Azure or Google, or even, you know, Oracle, because you don't want to have three or four different application firewalls in your security environment. Everyone, all the firewalls do different things. The reporting is never the same. And so that just adds complexity and cost and confusion. So what we're seeing is this shift from, hey, use the public cloud. That's definitely what's needed to go quick. But here's a common security engine, something that adapts to the infrastructure, to your business process that we use as a standard within the company that security can oversee, but developers can use at the speed that they need without needing to rely on the cloud native service. And so we call this strategy or this new approach security anywhere, where now security teams feel more confident in the security posture of, let's say, their developers, because now they're using something that's blessed by the security team, but actually is also checking the box for developers in terms of, hey, this is really cloud native and helping me go fast. And so we've been working with Google on a cloud native security anywhere approach. And by next year, we'll have something in the market where if you're building apps and APIs and AI in Google, then you can use Talos's security natively, just like any other Google service, without needing to pull a lever, turn a knob, or, you know, do something different to just get like that best security in Google. So we're excited about that.
Obviously, we saw in 2025, enormous amounts of AI adoption across the entire spectrum, good and bad. And most people were focusing on generative AI and getting used to what that was. But of course, we've also got this notion of agentic AI coming quickly up behind in terms of doing multi-step procedures kind of on their own volition almost. So as a continuation from the idea of this cybersecurity risks, do you have any insight as to how agentic AI might reshape once again the dangers of cyber attacks and the potentials for cyber defense? I could see them sort of connecting together, but I'm just curious where you see that.
So the agentic AI and how to secure against maybe rogue agents is a very interesting problem that Talos as an organization is very well set up to address, because the agentic use case is actually a merge of identity, access management, application security, API security, and data security. And so if you just look at identity, data, and app security, those are the three pillars of our cybersecurity portfolio. So the ability to actually combine all three pillars to address the agentic use case is very unique to the industry and offered by Talos. And so we believe that in order to address the agentic use case, you'll need to understand the identity of that agent. You'll need to understand what data is it accessing and how is it accessing it. And along the way, along those paths, put in the right visibility and controls to really address that agent that very well could be doing something that's, you know, normal, but then obviously the more abnormal and malicious type of intent needs to be handled differently. And so that's a very exciting area. A lot of companies are trying to solve for that in different ways, but, you know, we believe our approach of tackling it from the data identity and app kind of side will address that threat and risk most efficiently and effectively.
So I find it exciting because I'm an enthusiast about all this technology and I think it's marvelous. But CISOs are often concerned about the growing attack surface from cloud sprawl to SaaS dependency to unmanaged APIs. Which do you think might become the most attractive target in the coming year?
It's really any digital service that transports data, right? And so, you know, we work with many organizations that believe the network is the right place to start, or the API layer is the right place to start, or application is the right place to start. And so for us, you know, we'll work with our customers to go into what is most significant for them. But from my perspective, it really is the APIs, going back to how it's becoming the intersection. Every app that you use on your phone, every site today, the machines that are in your organizations, they all communicate over some sort of API protocol. And that is something that's, yes, it has been around for a while, API security. The difference here is that bots, the agents, the machines, the devices, the fragmented landscape, it's now a very, you know, different game that's about scale and speed, and how do you do all of this with accuracy as well. And so this is kind of the new world that we live in.
And so to that, from the defensive side, so you're focusing on APIs as your sort of key target idea. Any additional new security technologies or approaches that you're optimistic about for the year? What lights you up in that area?
Right. It is going back to the security anywhere approach and how having security as close as possible to the application itself will help you achieve that scale. It's similar to how like the move from like a CPU to GPU, like the CPU is great for general purpose computing and it's great for simple tasks. But when you really need something that's supporting like massive compute and parallel processing and doing something at scale, you're starting to use now the GPU. And so that's the security anywhere approach, is where you've had the general purpose AppSec offerings for a while. And now those need to be on steroids to help accommodate this new world where everything is everywhere and the security landscape is as diverse as your data and your applications, but you can't lose control. You need something more common like a GPU that can really help you give that scale. And that's our security engine that can now be deployed anywhere. And so that's what's most exciting, is that for the last 20 years, Imperva, Talos have been supporting transformation from on-prem to cloud to microservice and now AI-powered applications. And so we still continue to lead the market in that space. And now we're unlocking our engine and making it available and accessible anywhere. And that's what's most exciting, is to see what's possible now that it's no longer just an appliance or a cloud that customers have access to. They can now literally take our engine and put that anywhere they need to. And we hope that will give us obviously nice growth in business, but also allow our customers to now have a better way to secure their applications and APIs.
Shifting across then from the technology of this to policy and compliance, do you anticipate any shifts in those particular areas in response to increased regulatory pressure? Anything that organizations are seeing or considering that they maybe haven't done before?
Yeah, there's just two actually that come to mind. There's the Cloud Act and the AI Act. And so the Cloud Act is really one that's driving this notion around sovereignty. And so how do we make sure that our traffic remains sovereign, our data remains sovereign? And so that's a real conversation happening around the globe so that it can accommodate this Cloud Act. And so being able to have like security anywhere and fitting maybe an architecture that allows for sovereignty is a huge bonus. And then on the AI Act, it's about understanding your risk and where AI is posing a risk. And so again, having visibility controls that give you that kind of ability to see where you're most vulnerable in your infrastructure and with your AI is going to be important for organizations. So those are the two that are coming up right now that actually is driving this need towards actually having more options around security to accommodate these new regulations and new approaches to security. So we're keeping an eye on those. They are evolving as we speak. But yeah, we have a lot of experience in data privacy and compliance and sovereignty already as a company. So we feel like we're pretty well set up to help companies address those.
And for those who are not aware, who is behind the AI Act and the Cloud Act? What organization is putting these forwards?
The Cloud Act is something that's from maybe like a US lens.
Okay.
And then the AI Act is from the EU. They're the first to really adopt some policies around AI use.
So this isn't like NIST or anything like that. It's more governmental?
Correct. Yes. Yeah, correct. Correct. Yeah.
All right. I'm intrigued enormously about the concept of predator bots. I mean, it's such a cool name aside from anything else. But is there a particular cybersecurity risk or trend that you believe might surprise people in 2026 because it is under-discussed or misunderstood? Maybe it is predator bots, but anything else that comes to mind?
I think the surprise will be the need for combining identity, data, and app. Up till now, a lot of organizations have kept those separate and siloed in terms of use case and what kind of threats are going to be addressed. But I think the surprise will be when you really study what agents are doing all the way from their identity to the data and to that, you know, how they're accessing it. I think there's going to be this moment of realization that we can't think of those as siloed solutions anymore. They now need to be more integrated and have common use cases across the board. And so I think that will be the biggest surprise. And so organizations are working hard to figure that out right now. But again, I think we're in a good position to help them.
Tim, you have delivered so much information, so much practical information that it's a lesson, a course unto itself. Some facts, some visions, some predictions for the future. Given what you have seen, what kind of advice would you want to give our listeners for being well prepared for this upcoming year?
For me personally, I've had this life of just learning. Right. And I think that's the most important aspect of especially being in security is you're constantly learning and should always kind of push yourself to constantly learn about something new, whether that's automation or cloud or AI or agent or even how the business looks at cybersecurity, something more non-technical. I think that's the best way to prepare for any type of unknown and to maybe manage the risk of being caught off guard is to constantly just learn and read and listen and understand, you know, maybe a topic before decisions are made or before you form your own opinion. And I think that's the best part about what we do is that there's no shortage of things to learn in terms of, you know, cybersecurity or technology or business. And this is what makes, kind of, I guess, our industry really interesting right now is the fact that there's a lot to learn, right? And for those that want to, there's more work than people, let's just say, out there.
Just as a follow-up to that, have you noticed that the people in the C-suite, for example, the non-technical side of the C-suite, are more in tune with this awareness now? I mean, you have your CISO and your CTO, perhaps, but those that are just the other members of senior management, are they more in tune and accepting of this need, or do they still delegate it to a silo to take care of in terms of what you have observed?
Oh, yeah, no, they're well aware and actually are great in terms of role models for the organization. They're, again, just like an API, they're at the intersection of all of this technology, business, threats, IT, strategy, and there's a lot on their plate that they're trying to manage, but there's also a lot that individuals and board members can learn from these CISOs. And so, yeah, they're a very important population now needed more than ever to understand, like, how do we, as an organization, protect ourselves. And so if we can help them do their, you know, role better, then I think, you know, the world will be a safer place.
Tim Chang, Global VP for Talos Application Security. Thank you so much for joining me here today on the Talos Security Sessions podcast.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Remember, if you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe and tell a friend or a colleague or a client or all of them about the Talos Security Sessions podcasts. Not just for the next one, but for our archive of highly useful and still relevant past conversations. We will be back again soon with another episode and another discussion on the topics that you need to know about to successfully carry on in the business of information security. Until then, I'm Steve Prentice. Thanks for listening.